From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block, with music today from southernmost Polynesia, from the island of Rapa'iti. Rapa is about 900 miles south of Tahiti, and the only regular link to the outside world is a cargo boat that docks every once in a while, bringing food and supplies to the few hundred people who live there. Producer and ethnomusicologist Pascal Nabet-Meyer arrived in Rapa on that cargo boat in 1991. He'd heard about the incredible choir on the island, 126 people, doing a unique kind of microtonal singing, and he got their permission to record them.
I took a very basic equipment with me, and it was just a stereo mic. And to cover 126 people, the placement of the mic was a little bit tricky, but I just wanted to capture the vibes most of all.
I imagine you wanted to get the sense that you were right in the middle of that big sound that they're creating.
And I was. I was in full levitation at the time. I was above the ground. I was flying. I had headphones on, and at one point I just put the headphones down on the table and just listened to it for myself without thinking of anything else than the music, and tried to feel as much as I could absorb on my journey.
There are a number of places on this CD when there's this remarkable musical thing that's happening, and it almost, when you first hear it, makes you think that something's terribly wrong with your CD player or your tape machine.
I had never heard such a thing as far as singing concepts. I mean, I've been traveling around the world, and their concept doesn't exist anywhere else on this planet.
Do they have a name for it when they do this vocal slippage?
Yes.
What do
yes.
they call it?
It's called Himene Ruau, R-U-A-U. And the word itself, the terminology, is for old, the past, the essence of life. It's the essence of the creation of human nature. That's what it is. The songs are about the afterworld. That's probably why the slow motion of the microtones or intervals are so pitching down. They reflect what they call Havahiki. Havahiki is a translation of this terminology for the land of their ancestors. So it's a journey through the afterlife. I know it might sound a little bit complex for a Western audience, but that's what the songs are about, the reincarnation cycle of the soul and the human nature and the human being coming back to life.
There are some of the songs on the CD that sound very much like contemporary Christian hymns. I'm thinking of cut number 4. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Imene Tatu?
Yes.
Let's listen to some of that.
Bye.
If I can get past the language difference, I can imagine hearing this in a church in West Virginia somewhere, even now.
Yes, it's definitely influenced by the Protestant Evangelic Church.
Would this be a more modern song then, or would it be old lyrics and the melody has become transformed by the influence of missionaries?
There is definitely a progression in terms of what the first melody was about, and also the lyric content, and how they perform it now with less sophisticated approach, which is going to sound more Western.
Is Rapa, the island, changing so much that these songs and this tradition of singing are endangered? I mean, are there people there who would still carry it on in generations to come?
I remember one of the members of the choir, this old lady, she passed away now. And I was having coffee at the house, and she was explaining why do I have to come from such a faraway place to do this work I was supposed to do. And she said, none of our kids would think of doing something like this and go and do it backwards and go to Tahiti or go to the United States to bring our cultural heritage. And she started talking about her kids. She said, now with having 3 or 4 boats a year, the kids don't want to eat fish anymore. They want chicken. And she said, here we are starting losing our past and how we feed our family and how we can go fishing, and we fish because we have to feed our kids. They don't want to understand, you know, this perspective of how to survive in wilderness. So losing songs, it's the next step in terms of the society or the cultural heritage they have. As long as they're going to be secluded in a way that they're going to be able to sing and keep their heritage alive, they will be safe. If you start opening doors towards the Western world, a lot of the children are going to start moving away from the island, and then their cultural heritage is going to disappear.
Mr. Meyer, thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Melissa.
Producer Pascal Nabet-Meyer, the CD is called Rapa Iti, the Tahitian Choir.